So the Milton model consists of two parts. One is the inverse of the meta model, kind of the opposite. The other are these presuppositions that Milton used. They're different than the NLP presuppositions. So the presuppositions that Milton used so often in his language were those of, well, I don't know if you're aware of how resourceful you already are. Have you noticed how much you have actually learned in the first two modules that you've been here in the NLP practitioner? So that's how we would use those kinds of awareness presuppositions. Have you noticed? Are you aware? Has it come to your attention? And then what you're doing is you're presupposing whatever else is in the sentence that you use that with. Are you aware of how powerful the processes of NLP are and what a difference they could make in your life? We're not arguing that they are powerful and that they can make a difference. It's just, have you noticed or are you aware? You all following that? So those are what we call awareness. And I think these are on page 67. Yes, presuppositions. But they're not all there. Thank you. Okay, so, this awareness is not listed there. So why Tim gave you the first two that we often use but not the other three, I don't know. I'll have to ask him. But in my opinion, it's important for you to know that there are these are Milton. We call them Milton presuppositions because he used them so often in his language. Okay, notice, pay attention to. Become aware of. So those are awareness. Now there's another category called time, which I alluded to before lunch. That's since you're up, while we are doing this NLP process to give you new choices in the future, would you like to stand or would you like to sit? Okay, so while presupposes what else is there. Since during our experiences here, since, while, during, as. So I use as a lot as I'm doing processes with people to say, and as you access that, notice exactly where you feel that in your body. Okay? So we're presupposing they're feeling it somewhere in their body and they're going to be able to notice. Okay, so let's see, before, during, as, since, prior to. So these are some of the things of time. These first ones are the ones that you will use on a regular basis as you are working with people to help them just be in whatever experience they're in. Then, what can I call ordinate numbers? Numbers of order, okay? Oops, I didn't change. This is another category. First, second, third. That's ordering the things you're talking about. Would you like to take a break first before we go on to talk about submodalities? Now, what's implied? What's presupposed? We're going to talk about submodalities and we're going to take a break. We're trying to decide in what order we're going to do those, okay? And then you hear the other one, and for lack of a better way to call it, I like to say or. This is the or category. It's put your pajamas on or brush your teeth before you go to bed. So And this is the one that you'll hear used so often in sales. And the last one that Milton used a lot that you'll hear are what we call descriptive words. Adjectives and adverbs. Boy, we get into this language stuff. Descriptive words. Those might be things like easily or easy, quick, effortless, don't know how quickly we'll be able to accomplish this. I don't know how easy it will be for you to recode something in the past that's been bothering you. I don't know if you're aware of how easy it is. So that's loading extras into it. And what it does, it all implies the end result. It's just, is it going to be easy? Is it going to be quick? Are we going to do that as we're doing something else? And again, these are called the language patterns of influence. Why? Because they help somebody reduce their resistance to whatever you are doing. Now, you're going to have a lot more experience with it as you go along. My intent today was to introduce you to the Milton model, especially since we're in election time, so that you can notice how somebody, when a politician especially, when they are speaking, how they use so many of these presuppositions and the inverse meta model with lots of nominalizations and non-specific words to allow you to feel good about whatever they're saying when they haven't said a thing.
Mm-hmm. Which gives me a lot of comfort knowing this, because I would listen to them and say, I don't have a clue what they're saying, I must be really dumb. So knowing how they are making it very vague, then I understand, oh, okay, it's not just me.
And when do you want to make it vague? Do you want to make it vague when you want people to have their own experience, be able to make their own internal pictures, etc.? Now, when do you want to use the meta model, on the other hand? Huh? Specifics. When you don't want any misunderstandings, when it's really important that everybody make the same picture, not that they can each have their own individual pictures, but we all have the same picture of what is happening here. So between now and next time, begin to notice where you hear people using the Milton model, where you hear people using the meta model. Look at the way things are written, because people do it in their writing as well as in their speaking. Listen to TV. Listen to the radio. I mean, you've got lots of opportunities where you can begin to pick up language patterns that exist, even if you're not in the presence of another breathing human being at that moment. Okay? So my intent was to get you acquainted with it. Now, I think somebody told me Tim is doing another hypnosis course next year. And I'll have to check with him before next time. If that's the case, that's where you would want to come to learn much more in depth, if you're interested in it, how do you use this thing called hypnosis. And because I really want you to explore submodalities, I'm not going to spend any more time on it today, because we want to be able to get into the land of submodalities to give you something else to pay attention to in this. So you may be feeling confused because words, there's so many words. How do I use them all? Begin to pay attention, and then we'll come back and talk about them more in depth as we go along, how we use them. Is that okay if we move on? So just be aware of how you hear these presuppositions, especially the next time you're in a context where somebody's trying to sell you something, and see if you can tell that they have been trained in how to use the presuppositional language.